Welcome to Tough International Trivia, otherwise known as TIT. This is the show that pits the Americans against the British fortnightly. The American team is comprised of myself, Jennifer, from what I had heard was, and Lisa, one half of the designated quizzers team. Now, the British team is comprised of Joe from Hallmark of Greatness and Mark from 100 Things We Learned from Film.
Who is sadly not with us this week.
Not this week. But this week we're going to talk about traditions.
It's just ghosts telling you what to do, isn't it?
How do you think you're going to do on this one?
I don't know, because it depends what you've gone for. Because when I was looking at mine, I was like, wow, we do a lot of weird shit in this country. Like a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it's not in ours, but the cheese rolling. Every year, they get a big cheese. Yeah, well, it all fits together. It's not just all through this, you know. No, they roll it down a hill, like mm-hmm. a big, it's like a 60-pound wheel of cheese. Mm-mm. Roll it down a hill, and then people chase after it. And if you catch the cheese, you win the cheese.
Oh.
But people have broken legs and, arms and stuff, because it's a very, very steep hill. It's
worth it. Yeah.
I think we actually do that here, too. There is, I think in Wisconsin, they do cheese rolling. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the less bizarre British traditions.
I roll with cheese.
That's what we're going to do when I come to Cincinnati. We're going to do cheese rolling.
Just on your own.
Yeah, just the two of us.
Get a mini baby bell. Rolling. Yeah.
Baby bell.
Mini baby bell. Roll that down a hill. Start small, innit? Don't want to go too big too soon.
There you go.
You get mini turtles and put a baby bell cheese on their back and see.
Race them.
Who's turtle? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Turtle racing. Although Anna and I have had this discussion, I don't think you can buy baby turtles like you used to be. You know, the little tiny ones.
Yeah, the little babies. Yeah. Like they don't get bigger, right?
Right. You used to be able to buy them at the flea market. And now you can't find them anywhere. But she insists that you can still get them. So, you know, who knows?
I haven't seen little ones. I only see the bigger, like in our pet stores. I don't see the little teeny tiny ones.
Yeah.
Maybe they're endangered.
I think they might be protected species. Yeah.
They said there was some kind of infection or some bacteria.
I think terrapins, isn't it? Carry salmonella.
Yeah.
So if they bite you, or I think if you just put the hands in the water, because where they go to the toilet contains salmonella bacteria. This is not interesting at all to anyone. No. but
I was going to say reptiles too can carry salmonella.
Yeah.
Anna had a turtle named El Presidente.
If he didn't have that little plastic sombrero you get on tequila, I would be furious.
I'm sure, like knowing her, that he absolutely did.
Come on. All right. Let's get this done.
Let's
American traditions. All 200 years of them.
All right, Joseph. Number one. We jump on tables, cook hot dogs on the hood of cars. We show our pride with face paint and fan gear, and everyone has a beer in their hand. What is this American tradition?
Saturday? No. I'm thinking the face painting thing. I was thinking July the 4th, but that's more fireworks and stuff, isn't it? Oh, it's the sports thing, isn't it? Where you all go watch the sports, but don't go into the sports. Just hang around in the car park like mad bastards. What's it called? Oh, it's in that episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's like tailgate parties?
Tailgating, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Got it.
Yeah, a weird one, that. Why would you take, a barbecue to a car park to just eat food? And also, you've got to drive there, so you can't really get drunk, because then you've got to drive home.
I don't think it stops them.
Yeah, it doesn't. Not here, it doesn't.
Oh, that's not cool, people.
Mm-mm.
Have a designated driver if you're going to do that. Top safety tips from Joe. It's fine. I used to work in the countryside, and literally people would come into the pub, get absolutely shit-faced, and then just drive home. And British country lanes are narrow and twisty as fuck. And just one guy actually got, one of the farmers got barred from driving, and so plowed through his own hedges so he could drive his tractor to the pub through his own fields. That's nice. Dedication to alcoholism. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like the movies where the everything, every winding road drives off a cliff?
not in Birmingham. It's as far away from the coast as you can get there. But it's that thing of, if another car's coming the same way, one of you has to reverse until you get to like a little lay-by bit so you can pass, because they're that narrow. But people would absolutely scream around them at like 70, 80 mile an hour. Yeah.
Stupid. It's crazy.
There are drunk people driving everywhere, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's one of the many reasons why I don't drive, because I'm drunk most of the time.
That's fair.
That is good for a t-shirt. All right. Number two. Waitress, I'll take an order of waffles with strawberries and whipped cream and a large orange juice with ice. Only in America.
I mean, breakfast? That's not a tradition. That's just like eating food. I'm so confused.
We probably should have phrased it a little bit.
Can you rephrase it, Jen?
Yeah. Let's try this again.
Gravedigger's biscuits? No.
I don't even know what that means.
Maybe just do like something double stack of waffles with strawberries and whipped cream, sausage, mm-hmm. large orange juice, not a small orange juice, two cups of coffee.
Yeah, again, breakfast. Well, no. I have genuinely no idea. No, I'm.
You say it all the time.
I say a load of shit though, don't I?
Like, it's true, but.
Thanks.
It's honesty is what propels our friendship. If I lied to you,
I knew something was wrong there. I'd be like, blink right. once for yes.
So,
Cinco de Mayo.
Fat Americans who overeat, you know.
Yeah, it's just basically.
Oh, right. That's over, not really tradition,
there's
is it?
Nothing
it
apparently is.
You're not the fattest nation on earth, so be thankful for that.
Really?
Yes. No? We had a look this up at work the other day. It's, I believe, mate, I'm going to offend some people.
Is it Hawaii?
It's Nauru and then Micronesia. So it's the sort of poly states, Tonga, Cook Islands, things like that. It's because they have a lot of
spam,
fatty food, spam, corned beef, things like that.
It is,
but that's per head, per capita. So yeah, but so be thankful for that. You know, you've got work to do there, America.
Yay,
USA.
Some of these are based on the fact that we read that you guys don't do them, so it's very possible that
that's fine. That's fine. Okay. So binge drinking's not one of them then.
I mean, I think that's just mutual. That's just,
a thing that happens.
Oh, they tried to introduce like 24-hour pubs here. It did not end well.
Oh, I don't imagine.
Our max is for serving alcohol 2, I think.
Here too.
And bars can be open until 4, but last call's 2.
Why would you stay open?
I don't know.
On the continent in Europe, and stuff, they have this great sort of cafe culture of drinking, and it doesn't work in Britain because we're very. They might take it away from us. Like I've been to nightclubs where it's like £20 all drink as much as you want all night.
Whoa!
And people get absolutely leathered in the first 2 hours, like they're going to take the drinks away from them after a certain amount of time, and it's there all night. But we don't have we're very poor. In that respect.
Well, ladies' night used to be a thing here in New York State. They had to take it away because it was causing too much date rape.
Oh, my God.
Keep it light.
You would go into a bar, you'd get marks on your hands, And obviously, you would drink all night long and you wouldn't pay a dime. And you'd be blasted, and it just caused all bad things. So, you just paid your $5 to get in, and you drank all night.
However, if you drank all night and then hooked up with a guy you liked, and then you ended up pregnant, and then everybody played games, got together, ate cake.
It gave her free stuff.
Yeah. What would that be? As an American tradition.
All right. That was a segue, wasn't it?
It was an anti-segue. It just kept going.
Is it one of those things that has been responsible for forest fires and even death at this point?
It's the lead up to it. It's not something, you can do it at this event, but it doesn't have to be.
Is it the gender reveal party thing?
Close, no, but no. It's
close. Some people do the gender reveal while doing this. But not often.
Baby shower?
Yeah.
Yes, you got it.
You got it.
Is that not normally after the baby's born?
No. Beforehand.
Yeah.
Oh, before. Okay. You learn something new every day. Oh, it's because in the episode of The Office, they hold the baby shower, but she's already had the baby. Yeah.
Yes, you can.
A lot of my knowledge comes from The Office.
Sometimes that happens. It happens if you have your baby, early or you know, but usually you do your baby shower at about like 8 months or so, that you basically know you're definitely gonna have this baby. So don't jump the gun. I don't know where we're going. That was dark.
It was dark. Why don't you move aside to the popcorn?
Okay. Grab your popcorn. There's a white Bronco speeding away from the police on the highway. I can't wait to watch this on court TV.
Well, I'm sure that's referring to O.J. Simpson. Or is it just high-speed police chases?
No.
Is it watching live crimes unfold?
This is just one example of what we do here.
I know you have a weird 24-hour news cycle thing that we've adopted where you have to fill the time in with anything. So, yeah, is it not just like live crimes happening?
No, this is...
Is it the fact that Domino's Pizza...
It's Mega Trials or Crimes of the Century, where they're over-publicized. You watch everything in the courtroom, all of the broadcasting. It's just like all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you had that one. You had, that was not the last big one. I can remember. I don't know, what was that last girl who murdered a kid and then was like, oh, it was ghosts.
I miss some things when I don't watch the news.
I don't think it was ghosts, but I know what you're talking about.
This was years and years ago.
It was that she was mentally ill, I think, and someone was God was speaking.
Oh,
to her.
No, not that. No, not that. No, it was, it'll come to me in a while, but no, yeah, I can't think of the last big good crime thing that's like been actually like, because the O.J. Simpson one was kind of boring.
Are you talking about Casey Anthony?
That's the one. Thank you. Yes. Casey Anthony.
I don't think it had anything to do with ghosts, though.
No, I was being facetious.
She's a fucking wretched cunt. I'm telling you what. Rotten hell, wherever you are.
Oh, she's trying to... what was the thing at the last time? Because she popped up on something recently saying she's ready to have another child. And I was like, why did you kill that one as well? Sue me. Go on. I've gotten out, so
I certainly hope her uterus doesn't fall out.
She's horrible.
Yeah. But that was the last one I remember being that was like a big thing.
That was a pretty big thing.
Yeah, other than that, we don't tend to do them. Oh no, we have. Yeah, it's
basically us blowing up these crimes, making them like huge and like.
But an you
event.
Also have...
It's making a crime an event.
So. Yeah, but you also have court TV where you're allowed, which we don't have. You're not allowed cameras inside a a courthouse here, which is really good because then you get these excellent drawings that someone's done. I'll find someone sent something where there's someone's had to draw like famous defendants and stuff, and they look fuck all like them. That would be a good quiz. Wouldn't work for this because you need to see the pictures. Like, but
just have somebody describe them. Okay, so it's a guy. Let's see. But no, I mean, you don't have that in your country. So it is an American tradition.
Yeah. I mean, Prince Andrew recently, but that settled out of court because I wanted to see that happen.
Man, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Why would you pay money if you're not guilty, eh, mate?
Weird.
Sweaty nonce.
Yeah, but we heavily report on all things from your country too, with the queen and the prince, and
I know, but you tend to like the royal family more than we do, because you don't have one.
I think because we don't know any better, really, because we don't, you know, we don't have. It would be like you saying you like our president. It's
no, because like the president actually has power, whereas the queen doesn't really do anything. Is just true. Old and waves at people. That's
and has
her
dogs.
Job. And has been dead for some time now, if you believe my theory. She died of COVID before Christmas, and they've just been like using either as a double or something because they can't let the Queen die.
Like Weekend at Bernie's, or
yes.
She's like 115 years old, isn't she?
No, she's 80 something, I think. Maybe 90s.
I don't think that's true.
What was that other?
She's not 100 and something.
She's 90 something. My guess. Let's see.
They're lying.
Who?
Well, she's dead anyway.
About
so
her age.
She'll never get any older.
So there was another movie with, I think, Kevin Klein.
96 years old. 80's my ass.
Sorry. Yeah, but time moves slower in Britain.
Look up the movie with Kevin Klein where he was
I love that movie.
Actor, and he did like a character. What is it? A character impersonation or actor impersonation?
Dave.
And yes, Dave. And
Dave.
He was
yep.
Yeah, he looked so much like the president that when the president was in a coma, they had him be the president.
It's good. I've not seen that film in ages. Yeah.
That's good. Came out in 93.
So maybe that's what they're Daving the Queen.
I mean,
96 is old.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also, if you've got the best medical care that the country can afford, you're probably going to be all right for a while, aren't you? Plus, you know, all the blood from the young people that she drinks. allegedly. weirdly, though, I was watching SummerSlam 94, I think it was, yesterday, and for a weird bit, WWE insisted on having lookalikes. They have a bit where they're interviewing Bill Clinton. And it's not even a good lookalike of Bill Clinton. It's like a guy with grey hair and a big stick-on chin. And it's so bad. And I don't know why they did it. But yes, in terms of lookalikes.
I don't know. Why do people do anything?
I mean, it must be hard work to be a lookalike. Because I never understood that. It's like going to like a wax museum. I don't understand the point.
My favorite story about lookalikes is when Charlie Chaplin went to a lookalike contest and he lost.
He came third. Yeah, there's several of those, I believe. I mean, even Tony Stark didn't win his own. Yeah. But yeah,
silly.
There's been Elvis came, I think, second in an Elvis lookalike contest and stuff.
I didn't know about that one. Yeah. That's.
I mean, that also then feeds into the Paul McCartney died and was replaced with a lookalike.
Yes. Yeah. I've gotten into that one, and then I'm sitting there going,
look at the ears. Right.
I miss all the good conspiracy.
Oh, you have to look up that one. That one will have you going,
I can't remember the lad. I can't remember the lad who was supposed to have replaced him, but yeah. But if you what is it, Turn Me On Dead Man, which is at the start of one of the Beatles songs, and it's not, is it? It's just bollocks, like, but... Like any good conspiracy theory, there's a nugget of truth in there, and that's what the great thing about it is. Mm-hmm. But why would you hire someone that looks like someone to come to your party? I don't get it. I've never understood it. Why would you pay to go into a thing and stand next to a wax model that looks a bit like, I don't know, Alicia Fox? I don't know where that came from.
Alicia Fox?
I think I've watched a film with her in it the other day. But yeah, it's just weird. I don't understand.
Were you number five, Jen?
Okay, Thanksgiving dinner is over. Call Donna, Jenny, and Sandy. It's 12 a.m. We have to stand in line at the local Walmart all night so we can rush the place to get the best holiday deals.
I mean, this is a tradition here now as well. This is
it is?
The, yo, mate. It's one of the things we took from you and ran with. Yeah, this is Black Friday.
Oh, mm-hmm. You got it.
That's... Yeah, I figured you'd get this one.
Oh, it's Black Friday week now here. They run. The thing is, do you really need another telly? You know, like a bigger telly for slightly cheaper than it would have been 3 days ago? No.
And all you really have to do is wait till after Christmas because that's when the best sales are.
Yeah. It's an artificially manufactured thing to make you spend more money.
Yeah. And
I know Thanksgiving is you eat a load of food. Why would you then want to go and stand outside in the cold to buy a slightly discounted fridge freezer? It's the bizarrest thing. I've never understood it, and I hate it.
I think they're made differently, too. I think they're made more cheaply than regular models.
I've never... Conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
It involves going outside of the house, so it's
I think the queen. That's what's happening with the queen. They have her in a back room, and she's assembling all the TVs for Black Friday.
That's gotta be it. That's
what's... I believe the queen's soldering skills are top notch. Yeah. Black Friday is any sort of artificially manufactured thing like Valentine's Day.
Sweetest
Day, which was created by Hallmark.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What the hell is Sweetest Day?
We've talked about this before, how dumb it was because it was a Hallmark holiday.
It's a Hallmark holiday.
Literal. Yeah.
So it's Love Day. Oh, yes, because it's basically Love Day from The Simpsons, isn't it? Yeah.
So they needed to up their sales of cards, and they needed an extra holiday. So there weren't enough birthdays, yeah.
They want the money. You're not going to tell your lady you love her? You're gonna fucking
for no
fry.
Good reason?
Yeah, for no reason at all.
That's what Valentine's Day's for.
Mm-mm. It's October now, motherfucker.
No, that's Halloween.
So just we have two holidays in October.
Yeah.
I actually don't know when Sweetest Day is. I think it might be in October.
Is it October, Jason? Sweetest Day? Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Absolute state of it.
Here's number six. Oh, look, Ethel has her whole lawn covered in flags again this year. What are Americans trying to prove?
Well, that has to be Independence Day, surely, the 4th movie? Of July.
Well, not exactly. It's something they're trying to prove about themselves.
Oh, like, is there a thing such as Patriots Day?
I mean, you're getting it.
Yeah,
it's basically overly patriotic.
Yes.
Like, look, I'm American. I have flag curtains. I have flags all over. I have a flag pole. I am proud to be an American on my front door. You know, yeah.
It's no blacks, no Jews, no Irish. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's not exclusively to you as well. There is a thing here as well of being like scarily flag shaggy. Yeah.
Really?
It's the thing of like you'll get a lot of Union flags and stuff, but you won't get a lot of England flags because the England flag has a very, very close association with racist movements in the 70s and 80s. But that doesn't stop them, you know. But there is, I mean, near me, there is a place that has a flagpole, like a suburban house that has a flagpole with the England and Great Britain flag.
Well, that happens all the time here.
Yeah, everywhere has flagpoles around here. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. Like, you love your country. That's fine. But is there not rules about the flag thing. Like, it's not supposed to be out in the rain.
Supposed to. There is a code,
don't follow that.
But most people who have it and are screaming about it also are wearing like flag shorts with their balls sweating all over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're going to the swimming pool with their flags on there.
I believe that was written into the Constitution, was no ball sweat must touch the flag.
That's what I thought, but apparently not, you know?
Yeah, because there was a whole hoopaloo a while back, wasn't there, about it? And then someone was like, well, if you check out the actual rules of the flag, is that none of it shouldn't be on hats, it shouldn't be on T-shirts. It that's not allowed. I think with us, it's different because we don't give a fuck, basically. our flag's a composite of three other flags anyway. So it's the English, Irish, and Northern Irish flags. The Welsh has got a dragon on it, which would be metal to put on a flag, but we just didn't. We just like, it ruins the symmetry.
Of course.
Is it Mozambique that's got AK-47s on the flag? That's baller.
Really?
Yeah, boy. Why wouldn't you? Come on. Get out of here with that eagle and nonsense. Like, get a gun on it. I mean, I'm surprised you haven't got like a gun, a flag, and like just explosions.
I mean, look at our money, though. If our money is full of proof that there is, connections to Illuminati, it's full of it.
Speaking of which, if the Illuminati would like to sponsor us, you can get a hold of us.
I'm only going to be sponsored by the Illuminati if it's spelled N-A-U-G-H-T-Y.
The Illuminati.
Yeah, boy. Is it not? It's just weird symbols and shit, isn't it? Like,
oh no, really look it up. Like the eyeball and the pyramid and the.
No, that's your man from I forget it. Never mind. It's gone.
Were you gonna say like Indiana Jones or something like that?
No, from Gravity Falls. It's your man from Gravity Falls. Yeah. I mean, ours has just got pictures of old dead people on it and the Queen. So another old dead person.
When are we going to find out with this conspiracy theory? When will we find out that the Queen is, in fact, no longer with us?
Two dwarfs on top of each other.
a coat? Like they got a trench coat?
One with a crown on. It's my turn to wear the crown today. I don't know, because apparently now Charles is like co-monarch, which I don't think you can do that. You can't have two kings, can you? Because that's... But apparently, because she's starting to lose her faculties a wee bit, they're going to hand it over to a 70-year-old man.
so much better.
Oh, this is off topic, but I feel sorry for Prince Charles because his entire life has been a waste. Like, he's never going to get the job that he was born to do because his mom refused to die for so long. So all he's done is talk to trees and write a book about a helicopter. That's all he's done with his life. Oh, and like had his ex-wife killed.
Yeah. Conspiracy theory. All right.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Number 7. Happy birthday, Joe. Here's your gift. Wait, what are you doing? Don't open it yet. I'll walk in the other room so we don't piss off the people who aren't American.
Birthday parties? Surprise birthday parties?
This came from something we read on the internet. This would be a hard one.
Overly extravagant birthday gifts?
So it says, here's your gift. Wait, what are you doing? Don't open it yet. I'll walk in the other room. So we don't piss off the people who aren't American.
I don't like this crypticness.
Isn't that the part of the game?
I know, but this is why I need Mark, because I'm actually a fucking idiot.
And you know, this may not even be true, but this is what we read.
This is what we had heard.
Is it like having birthdays in restaurants? Because that annoys the fuck out of me.
I feel like we were wrong on this one. So it's,
go on, hit me with it.
Is opening presents in front of the people who gave them to you.
But everyone does that.
You get the point then. Because...
Yeah. It said that we were the only ones who did that where, oh, here's your gift. Open it right away. Like, yeah. I guess.
No, it was rude. That other...
mm-hmm.
I mean,
it was rude.
If you're having a birthday party in your house, then yes. But if you're like a place, you normally just put gifts on a table, like at a wedding or whatever. But no, everyone, there's a present. Oh, great, it's a bottle. Cheers, thanks. Yeah.
It seems weird not to open your gift in front of the person who gave it to you because, like, I want to see.
A bomb.
I mean, yeah. who brought me all this dog poo? but no, because like also like as I'm the age I am now, stuff's not even wrapped 50% of the time. It's just in a bag, like a gift bag, and you go, oh, lovely, thanks.
Yeah, mine. When yeah. My gifts always come in the bag that I bought them from the store in.
Yeah, it's in the Amazon box.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here you go. You're welcome.
I got this 2 hours ago because I completely fucking forgot.
Yeah. I mean,
God bless you, Brian.
It's about the gift, not about the bag and the fancy wrapping, right?
That's right.
I mean, to be fair, we've been using the same. So it's on the top of that shelf. We've been using the same gift bags back and forth for many years now because
if there's nothing wrong with them, then I don't see a problem with that.
It's if anyone writes on the label, there'll be issues. Yeah, but no, that's very, very strange.
I've torn off the tag like that's on the handle that from a bag that someone gave me and then used it for someone many times.
And why not? Mm-hmm. Like, why throw that shit away? Then you just go spend more money.
Yeah.
You know what I've noticed, which this is pertaining to nothing, but Amazon keeps sending me stuff that's not in Amazon boxes. They just slap a fucking shipping label on stuff. And then they mail it.
Does it not depend on the size?
Because you don't have to actually ship through Amazon, because that's something shipped directly from Amazon when you get it in an Amazon box. If it's like a third party, like you can do with Walmart, then it won't come in an Amazon box. And you'll see, rather than see shipped from Amazon, it'll say shipped from something else.
We'll have to look. But I mean, this has happened a couple times over the past few days where it's just shown up in the box. Like, oh, in case everybody wanted to know what it is that you ordered.
There you go.
Then I wondered, I was like, what if you buy a dildo from Amazon? I don't even know if you can actually do that, but what if you did? Would that show up with just like the shipping label on it and be like, or an American flag butt plug? That also might be.
That plays Land of the Free in the Home of the
Yeah.
You can buy sex toys from Amazon.
Yeah, well,
there's that.
I had to look this up for something else because someone was adamant that you couldn't. I was like, mate, you can buy literally anything from Amazon.
You can buy a coffin on Amazon.
That's where a lot of our reviews came from last season.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
I just want to hear you say number 8, Lisa.
Number 8. Come here. I can't. Oh my gosh. Come here. Let me invade your personal space and touch you without asking.
I was reading something about this. Is this right? Is this genuine thing of Americans being too overly friendly?
Apparently, you guys are not nearly as friendly as we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was reading this thing, and yeah, someone was saying that when they came to like Europe, they were amazed that people like stood apart from each other in supermarket queues and things. And I was like, well, yeah, because I don't want to stand right next to someone. That's weird. But apparently that's not an issue for you. You're a very touchy, feely race of people, which I'm fine with.
I am not part of that, but yes.
I'm not part of any of that, actually, because my children are lucky they get kisses.
I mean, you're the nation that invented the high five.
Oh, I don't do that either. Yeah, I'm like, the less you touch me, the better off I am. And if you ever had the person who stands right here while they're talking to you, and it's not a confrontational conversation, they're just talking to you right here.
And you and start backing up.
You back
and then
up
they
and
start...
they get closer.
Yeah.
No, that sounds
what
awful.
What are you doing?
It is awful.
It has happened to me several times. So uncomfortable.
I hate it. And if you do it, I hate you. What?
should always be at least an arm's length from someone when you're talking.
That makes sense.
Well, yeah. All right, it depends. I've got like huge monkey arms, but yeah, like I don't know, like a good 2-3 foot away from them, or whatever that is in meters for the Americans.
6 feet. Thank you, COVID.
Yeah, like I'm not a hugger. Like even with my family, mm-hmm. if they hug me, I'll give a hug back. But I am not going to offer up a hug.
Ever.
Not me.
I think that says more about. I'm okay with people. You know, I just don't like people standing close to me in public mm-hmm. spaces because people are disgusting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Certainly general. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't be so close that I can hear you breathe.
Yeah.
Like Sting mm-hmm. said, don't stand so close to me.
Yes.
Even though that's not what that song's about.
But I will kiss my dog like crazy, though. By the way, and hug her.
Oh, because that's a very British thing. We will spend more money on our pets than we will on care homes for our elderly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know that this is much different here.
I think it was Hitler that said we are a nation of animal lovers. Yeah.
Lend us your ears. It doesn't matter what sporting event you're attending. Listen up. We're proud to be athletic Americans.
All right. Is this just chanting in general? Because I know you love chants.
No.
Oh, it, like weird songs for sports teams? Marching bands. That's not a thing that happens anywhere else in the world, to my knowledge.
I didn't know that. Really? Or yeah, wow.
No, we don't.
What about cheerleaders?
Nope.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Most dangerous sport, I believe, cheerleading.
Probably.
In the world, because you're getting chucked about. No, no other sport has them, to my knowledge. Hmm. We have mascots and things like that, but we don't have women coming out doing human pyramids and shit. What's that got to do with anything? Obnoxious sports fans? But that, again, that's everywhere. No, go on.
You want to take it, or would you like me?
I don't have the answers in front of me, do you?
No, it's a national anthem.
Oh, no, again.
Every single sporting event. Yeah.
Ah, mate.
And the Canadian, here, at least, over where we live in Buffalo, always the Canadian, because we're, like, I can go to Canada in 5 minutes where I am, so.
Yeah, that... Free drugs. Mm-hmm. No, that's not. I mean, if you're going to watch a national anthem, I recommend. Is it Fergie? Fergie's version of
where
the national anthem.
Where she pees herself? Oh, is that no?
That was a different time.
Oh, okay.
But I think she gets the words wrong and just does random shit. It's great. It's one of the worst renditions of it.
Sounds amazing.
That's happened. At sporting events here, you'll always get. If it's an international. You'll get a God Save the Queen. A lot of sporting clubs will have their own music. I think it was Arsenal used a lot of wrestling music until they got stopped doing that from Daddy Vince. But yeah, I mean, they used to at the cinema. And whenever a film finished, they used to play the national anthem here.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
And you were expected to stand.
Always here, yeah.
And this heart on the hand on the heart nonsense.
You're supposed to... Put your right hand on your heart here. Yeah. I don't know. We don't salute unless you're in the military.
Yeah. No, you're not supposed to salute the flag. Because is that a thing? Like the Pledge of Allegiance in schools?
It used to be, but I don't know if they're doing it so much anymore.
Right. Because that's mental.
Every day when we were in school, at least when I was in school.
Yeah, me too. It's not so much anymore.
It's weird. It's a flag. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Again, mm-hmm. like I said before, flag shaggers. Mm-hmm. The worst kind of people. To be fair, though, like at least your national anthem's pretty good. Ours is boring as fuck. Like, God save the Queen. It's like she's as saved as she's going to get. It should be God attack the Queen. Like, see how well she handles herself.
Isn't God save the Queen in the same tune as O Canada?
Probably. One guy's just handed in two separate musical scores, and he's like,
it's Oh Canada, and then isn't God Save the Queen? Like, I think it's the same tone, right?
I mean, most national anthems are boring as fuck. Like, France's is great because it's like it translates to like there will be rivers of blood and we will fight you. And then I'm like,
Really?
yes, France. Oh yeah, the Marseillaise is basically it's about the French Revolution. And it's literally and it's great. And ours is like, let's look after a rich old white lady.
That's great.
Was
All right.
the good you see when it was in the Olympics and a young lady from Kazakhstan won a medal, and instead of playing the Kazakhstan national anthem, they played the Borat theme.
Oops.
Because they
Okay.
thought that was the national anthem. And I was
That is
like, God,
awesome.
God bless you.
That is awesome. Okay, here's our last one, number 10. Kids, grab your coats. We're going to the local farm to ride tractors full of hay and put orange gourds in a cannon to see how far those suckers can fly. What the hell are we Americans doing?
Is this, I'm assuming it's Halloween themed. Is this like the hay ride thing? No? Yes? No?
It's more related to the last sentence of the orange gourds in a cannon to see how far those suckers can fly.
Is this a pumpkin firing division of the military?
You're getting there.
Is it the smashing pumpkins? No. Is it? Oh wait, what's that mad? Is it like the 4A club?
I'm sure they do it. The 4-H.
Is that a thing? Have I just made
4-H.
that?
4-H Club.
Oh, okay. 4A's is something completely different. Yes, because it's in the Dixie Chick song, isn't it?
Pretty sure this is in a Dixie. It could very well be in any country song you listen to.
Is it just tractors in general and the love of John Deere tractors?
Pumpkin.
Yeah, you keep saying pumpkin. That's not helping.
Is helping.
Pumpkin Pie Wars. That's a film I've watched.
In helping, I'm getting ready to just give the
Is it just
answer.
like? Is it just like? Is it just like? Is it just like an overabundance of joy for Halloween? Because we don't
No.
have that here.
Yeah. What did you call them? Beige.
It's orange gourds and a cannon
Yes,
to
that
see.
orange gourds is pumpkins.
Pumpkins, little
Yeah.
ones.
Why would you put them in a cannon? It's mental.
Well, to see how far they go.
Is there a pumpkin firing tradition? I don't
There is,
understand.
and if you were to go on to whatever you can get, whatever app you can go on to YouTube and put in pumpkin chunkin' and see what you get.
What? All right.
Because
Well.
that's what it is.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a competition to see how who can shoot their pumpkin the farthest.
Oh, well, there it is. Yeah. Pumpkin chunkin'.
Yeah.
Wow. The man's built a trebuchet. Well done, that boy.
Yes. Yep. And some of them they build their own machinery to shoot the pumpkin.
Oh, is it like a science thing? Or
Well,
is it because the one I'm watching here, this guy has hooked up a massive compressor to this cannon that he's built. That's dangerous.
I don't know what the rules are, but it's basically to see who can get their pumpkin to go the farthest with their contraption.
Oh no, mate, there's one here where they've moved a mobile home in and they're firing pumpkins at this mobile home. And
Because why not?
he looks exactly like the sort of man I would expect to make a gun that fires pumpkins out of it. I am not, this is news to me. I was not aware of this at all. That's 6 out of 10. That's fairly good going on my own, and I'm thick.
You actually got seven out of
Oh.
10. Very
Wow.
impressive.
Not bad for a daft lad from the swamps.
All by yourself.
Yeah, well. Well, that's me sorted for later on. I'm gonna be watching videos of people firing pumpkins at high velocity.
And I believe that there's also shows you can get, like there are actual competition, like shows on Netflix and all that you can get that are related to that.
In Brasstown, NIC. I don't know where that is.
I don't know either. Hey guys, say goodbye. Hey guys, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
This has been another episode of Tough International Trivia, or TIT. We hope you had a wonderful time, and we'll see you next time.